I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about a person with stinking thinking. And I want to show you what happens when we get stinking thinking. Jonah chapter 4. Starting in verse 1, it says, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord, and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God, and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and respecteth thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for all you've done for us. Thank you for your love. I just pray now that you guide and direct everything that's said and done here, that be for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. How many of you have ever got upset with somebody? Huh? Have you ever got upset with somebody? Well, you know, most of us know the story of Jonah, don't we? You know, Jonah, God told him the first time to go to Nineveh, and he didn't want to go to Nineveh. He was going to go to Tarshish, and he got on a ship at Joppa and was heading for Tarshish. There was a great storm, and he got thrown overboard and got swallowed by a great fish, and then he prayed and asked God to forgive him and got vomited up. He went a three-day journey in one day. He really made haste to get there, and he preached, and the whole town got saved, and now he's angry with God because God did not do what he thought that God should do. You know, in Jonah's mind, he felt that God should destroy the Ninevites. And the reason he thought that was because he did not like the Ninevites. He did not like them. They weren't a real good people. You know, it reminds me of what's going on in America today. How the people can't get along and people do not like other people. Why? I mean, you know, my Bible says God created us all. Now, I want to look at some things here for a minute. Here we see that Jonah got angry with God because God did not do what Jonah thought he should do. You know, many times in our lives, this is exactly what happens. We get upset with God because we feel God should do this, God should do that, God should do everything that we feel that he should do with our lives or in our lives. But yet he doesn't. He doesn't always do what we feel he should. Why? Because we're human and he's God. There's a difference. Now here we see Jonah. He's all upset with God. I mean, he is just furious with God. He says, "I knew this was going to happen because you're a gracious God." Amen? I'm glad we got a gracious God who'll forgive people's sins. I really believe that Jonah wanted to go up on the hilltop and watch God throw down fire and brimstone like he did in Sodom and Gomorrah. I really do. I think he wanted so bad to see Nineveh and the Ninevites destroyed that it made him so angry. And he was angry with God. You know, it's not good to be angry with God. Did you know that? It's not angry with God. But you know, when we become angry, what do? We have a pity party, don't we? Huh? Don't we have a pity party? You know, how many of you have really been angry at someone? I can remember when I grew up, you know, I got mad at my mom. And you know what I did? I'll show her. I went to my bedroom and I shut the door. And you know what? That's probably where she wanted me all along. Listen, we go somewhere and have a pity party.
You know, we say, oh, poor me. You know, that's what Jonah's doing. He's having a pity party. I mean, look what he does in verse 3. He says, therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my what? Life. He says, I don't want to even live anymore. Take my life. I don't want to commit suicide, so you take my life, God. Right? But I'm so angry, I don't want to live anymore. Doesn't that sound kind of childish? You know, how many of you have had children who will do childish things like that? If I don't get my way, I'm going to hold my breath until I die. Go ahead. Let me see you. We went and we were over at some people's house one time, and that's exactly what their little five-year-old did. He says, I'm going to hold my breath till I die. I said, go ahead. So he did. He turned blue. He passed out, and he started breathing again. Huh. Imagine that. His mom's sitting there screaming and hollering. I thought, shut up, woman. You know, listen, we need to realize is that when we get mad at God and we give God options, don't give him too many options or he may take one of them. You know, here Jonah says, well, take my life because I don't want to live anymore. Poor me. Not only that, but look at verse 4. It says, then said the Lord, dost thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and sat under it in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city. What was he trying to do? He was trying to get away from God. After all, God told him to do what? Go to the city and preach. So what's he doing? He's going out of the city. He's trying to flee from the presence of God. Dummy. Right? I mean, we cannot flee from God's presence, can we? God is everywhere. So here we see that he was trying to flee from God. He's trying to get away from God because he was mad at God because God did not do what he wanted God to do. But you know, God's ways are always the better way, aren't they? God's ways are always the better way. Look at verse 11. It says, and should not I spare Nineveh, that great city wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle. You know, you remember the story. We're not going to take time to read the rest, some of it, but Jonah gets up there and he sits there, and a gourd grows up in back of him, and these great big leaves shadow him. He felt so good sitting in the shadow of that. He laid back and was going to take a nap. All of a sudden, God created a worm, just a little worm, and that worm started eating on the roots of that gourd, and immediately that gourd died. The leaves shriveled up, the sun baked down on Jonah's head, and he became angry again. He now was mad at the gourd for dying. He had no power over the gourd, but yet the gourd died. You know, if you take and you look at verse 8, it says, and it came to pass when the sun did arise, and God prepared a violent east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, is it better for me to die than to live? You know, I'll tell you what, you talk about somebody who's really having a bad day, having a pity party, it's Jonah. I mean, The guy has not got anything between his right ear and his left ear. There's nothing there other than a void. Let's face it. God spoke to him the first time and said, go to Nineveh. He said, no, I'm not going. I'm going to go to Tarshish. He went the opposite way. God prepared a fish to swallow him. He was there 3 days and three nights in that fish's belly, swimming around the bottom of the ocean. Then he prayed and said, okay, God, please forgive me. And I told the story of Jonah one day in chapel to the kids. And I said, and you know what happened? That fish puked Jonah up. And they go, really? I said, yeah, it says that in the Bible. I read it where he vomited him out. I said, what do you do when you vomit? Trevor's sitting over there. He says, yeah, puke. I said, exactly. I said, what do you do? He puked him up. And the little girls are sitting over, oh, that's gross. Little Molly's sitting there, oh, Pastor, that's gross. I said, can you imagine what he looked like when he came out of that fish's belly? Seaweed, slime. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, you would think that he would have learned a little bit about God and how that God can do what he wants to puny us. But he didn't. Here he is, sitting, east wind blowing, it's hot, and he's laying there and he goes, oh, I wish I could die. Isn't it better for me to die than to live? Shut up, Jonah. I can see God in this whole thing going, what a yo-yo. You didn't learn anything in the fish's belly. Now you're mad because something happened to you that you had absolutely no control over whatsoever. Verse 10 it says, then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd. For that which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up on a night and perished in a night. He was mad because that gourd died. While he was sleeping, that gourd grew up. Think about that for a minute. How does a gourd grow in less than 12 hours? Have you ever seen a gourd? I went down here to this farm between here and Casa Grande where they grow them gourds, you know, and I'm looking at those plants and I'm thinking, boy, Jonah had to be really small to fit underneath one of them gourd plants. You know, they aren't very high. But yet this gourd grew up over the top of great big leaves, and he was so happy that day because he was in the shade. That night, God created a worm that killed it. Next morning he got up and that's sun came up, it was hot, and he was all upset because that gourd had died. God saying, you know, why are you mad at the gourd? You didn't make it and you didn't cause it to die. Why is it you're mad at the gourd? You know, I think many times you and I get mad at things that we should not be mad at. You know that? I think God brings things into our lives sometimes to help us get through trials and tribulations later on, and we get mad at God for bringing it into our lives when all along He has a perfect plan. We need to realize that we shouldn't sit back and say, oh God, I just am so bad. You know, we should say, praise the Lord, this happened. I've had so many things happen to me over my life. I mean, when we were in the plane crash, I thought to myself, well, there goes my airplane up in flames, you know. But then I went and I remembered the verse, God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I praised Him for it. I said, there's a reason why you took this airplane away from me. There's a reason why. It was to bring us down here. Well, you know what? God has a perfect plan for all of us. All we have to do is what He wants us to. But God's way is always the better way. You know, think of that. You've got 60,000. How much is 60,000? That's 60,000 people, isn't it? 120,000. Wow. That's a lot of people. Now think about that. Jonah wanted them all wiped out. Huh? No, a score is 60. Six times six is 36. That'd be 36,000. 120,000? 120,000 people. Wow. 120,000 people. I mean, that's a lot of people that Jonah wanted to die because he didn't like them. But yet God says, wait a minute, hold it. There's 120,000 people there plus their cattle. And they all repented in one day. One day. One day. Just think what would happen around Florence if we had a revival like that. Amen? I mean, we would have jumping and shouting and yelling and screaming and everything else. I don't think people would want to die. Amen? So, we need to remember that we shouldn't get mad at God. We shouldn't have a pity party. We shouldn't flee from God because God always has the perfect way. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for your love. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct the business meeting to follow. We'll give you the praise and thanks. We thank you so much for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, did you guys come for food?